After months of planning and hard work, the Lansing Makers Network marks its official grand opening tomorrow. The group's shared workspace near downtown Lansing offers members a unique chance to use dozens of tools and resources to create and collaborate on whatever they can imagine. To tell us more and to talk to us about his expectations for the Lansing Makers Network, founder Brian Adams. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
Real good. Thanks for joining us. This grand opening sounds like the perfect opportunity for people to learn more about the Lansing Makers Network. It's tomorrow from 2 till 7 at the former Temple Club building. Describe what's in your makerspace and how members use it.
Well, we're Capital City's makerspace, so we're a member-managed nonprofit. We provide access to tools and resources to make all kinds of projects, from woodworking and crafting, metalworking, 3D printing, electronics, and members get together in the space, collaborate, share ideas, and help each other with projects from, you know, new and old hobbies to new businesses and inventions.
Wow, sounds wide open. How many square feet do you occupy down there?
The building's about 13,000 square feet.
Wow, that is huge. Why would people... Do you have more digital tools or more analog tools?
We've got a good mix of both. So we have a lot of, you know, CNC and 3D printing and laser cutters, you know, automated machining tools. But we also have, you know, manual lathes and, table saws, woodworking tools, those kinds of things.
Sounds like a big playground for adults.
It really is.
That's really what you want to try to cultivate here, is that kind of that kind of mindset?
Yeah, it's the idea of, you know, getting together and, you know, sharing things, sharing knowledge, sharing ideas, sharing everything that we have, and just having fun while we do it.
Why are you finding that people want to join a makerspace? Why is it important to them?
Well, you know, aside from the exciting tools we have and the opportunities to collaborate, the wonderful thing that a makerspace provides is access to like-minded people who are really excited to share their experiences and their knowledge with everyone else. And that's so you can find a metal worker who can tell you about something that you had no idea about. That's really the beyond the tools, that's the exciting thing about the Makers Network.
Talk to us about the larger movement, the larger hacker space, it's sometimes called, hacker space or maker space movement. This is not unique to Lansing by any means.
No, it's certainly not. The maker movement kind of has its roots in the DIY revolution of the 1970s. But with technology kind of driving the ability to collaborate and communicate in new ways. So complex tools like automated machining, 3D printers, and laser cutters have really become increasingly easier to master. And it makes a space like ours possible.
In the coming months, Brian, how are you going to measure the success of this space?
The big, you know, benchmark of success for us is the number of members that are there on a regular basis working on projects and sharing and doing all kinds of fun things together. That's really what we're looking to create.
Well, our listeners' chance to explore comes tomorrow from 2 till 7 at the site of the former Temple Club building. It's the open house for the Lansing Makers Network, Lansing's Makers Space. Brian Adams, thanks for joining us and good luck.
All right, thank you very much.